Oji da di lai ma yin di da ta kan di ko ji na ta nyu ta ba ri chi ta chi ji se na ton ba ni ngo san da ma ta wo ta ko ka la oji a ton ji di nong go se na so a chi da da la yang khona ri se jin di a ni so ya tin ni ga to zin da gi wa ma ri di do ton ba ni ngo san da ta ba lo la ja yang wa yin di ngo san da ta ba lo la ton ji di nong go ma ri se ya chi ཁོ་ཉིན་ལ་ཅིག་ཡོང་དེ་བ་ཡིན་དུ་ཡང་དུ་ཅིག་ཅིན་ན་དེ་ཉི་གཏོ་ཅིག་ཁོ་ཉིན་སངས་ཅ་བ་དེ་ཨོ་ཉིན་སངས་ཅ་བ་ཉི་གཏན་དེ་ར་ཡོབ་སོར་ཅིག་ཡོ་ཀུ་ཡ་རེ་དེ་རྒྱལ་སན་ཉི་གི་ཤི་བ་ཉི་གཏན་དག་ཡོ་བ་མ་རེ་བ་དེ་ལ་ཡིན་དུ་དན་དལ་ཁོ་ན་རེ་དེ་དབ་ཚེམི་ཅིན་ན་འཇུར་དེ་གོམ་ཏོ་ཅིག་ཏང་ཉིན་ངོ་སངས་ཅ་བ་ཚེ་ hikati nangiri yesine nunga taras. Choji di mantibi shanama chabdi se kunzobu hikki manan yonsi. Mwansamgo lo tela nangu maris. Yenna yon jiji goni hi nanjur danjabi charas. Waji da di yon garasi go shodan tinda yongu yuari. Nyamjagwasi ji ji hoga nyamjagwasi malo wala yon darya yuwa mari. Sanji go sana chitta wadon jenji panji tu chikta ziki yuwa ri. Thoba chik yin shenji nyamjagwa ngona nyamjagwasi du ji rongo mgirti ngosamta tapo ngotela ji tombanyi ngosamta takde yona kanzubu chukwanyo manon sangu yuwa ri. O ji tanda na kanzubu hiko manon yon ji ji goni li nanjur ten chabishar se ji di Sendiga Yucha Kashina, Namjau Ishi, Rangangola, Kondopa Noa Manos, Namjawa Korangangola, Nongayos, Jesadina, Jedenga Konsola, Nongayos, or you that in that you saw in the teen of the song you didn't.
Now, there was one last statement that I forgot to read before, where the author says, I did not write this through doubt about how to understand it, but through applying the explanation of the two truths, I came to understand it. Now, there is further debate on this issue of exactly what appears and whether how emptiness is comprehended, what appears when emptiness is comprehended perceptually, and so on. So there's a further debate saying, regarding that, one says, it follows that when yoga without signs perceptually comprehends emptiness by the strength of meditation, the body of the deity possessing the aspects of a face and arms appears because your thesis is correct. Right. So previously the author has stated a number of texts and has proven the point. So it says it would follow from what you said that when you perceptually comprehend emptiness, then you can also perceive relative aspects. And now Wang Pelden replies to that, there is no privation because although the body of the relative deity does not appear, it is posited as deity yoga by means of continuity. Now, what was said, the point here that is discussed is what really appears at the time of meditative equipoise, when one meditates on emptiness, when one has the perceptual realization of emptiness. In order to understand that, we need to examine this in two levels. One is on the level of a learner, and the other one is on the level of a non-learner. When we talk about a non-learner, there is no contradiction because both the ultimate and the relative truth can appear, can be held simultaneously by the same awareness. A non-learner, it can, both truths. A non-learner, a Buddha, can have both levels of truth at the same time. When we talk about the equipoise of a learner, right, and what appears into that mind. Now, the usual assertion that we have is that if you have a being who is on meditative equipoise on emptiness, emptiness only appears into that mind. So no conventional aspects such as the form of the deity, the arms, the eyes and so forth could possibly appear. But what we find in some of the notes of study texts in various that are used in various monasteries is that when we talk about equipoise, so we can make the distinction between the primordial awareness of equipoise and of equipoise itself. So it is said that conventional aspects do not appear to the primordial awareness of equipoise, but for the equipoise in general, we can say that conventional appearances do appear. Relative truth. Now, we continue again with some more further clarifying comments on that. Now, it says, in general, if it is either the yoga with or without signs, there is no provision that the body of the deity with the aspect of face and arms will appear, because in this context, there are four yogas, right? It's not just two yogas, there are four. There is deity yoga, there is empty yoga, wind yoga, and repetition yoga. These four are subsumed by both yoga with signs and yoga without signs. Why is that? This is because the tantric stages state that in action and performance tantras, there are four important yogas: deity and empty yoga, wind and repetition yoga. In that, the two yogas of the relative and the ultimate deity are the main establishing factors of the two bodies. Since repetition is the branch for motivating the mind of whichever deity is meditated upon, it is subsumed as a branch of relative deity yoga. Since wind yoga is the branch establishing both deity yogas, it is subsumed by both yogas. Through that, the four are subsumed by two, the yoga with signs and the yoga without signs. So what we're saying here is that when we really examine this practice of action and performance tantras, we don't talk about two yogas or two stages, but rather we can look at it from the point of view of having four yogas. From amongst those four yogas, two are the most important, the main ones, and the remaining two, you can say that they're branches of that, they're almost secondary. So the two main important ones are the ultimate yoga and the relative yoga, the deity yoga. In terms of ultimate yoga, we meditate on emptiness, and this is the practice of wisdom. Now, the relative part of the practice, where the body of the deity appears and so forth, is the deity yoga, right? This is the second of the two main yogas. And as for the mantra recitation, this is like a branch, this is like a secondary thing that you do. But because it's not an ultimate truth, it's a relative truth, for that reason we are going to put it under, let's say, the umbrella of deity yoga, of the relative yogas. As for the wind yoga, because it is necessary, since it brings stability both to the deity yoga and the empty yoga, it is combined or it is subsumed by both of these categories. Now, if we divide the four yogas like this, you will see that basically we end up with the two main categories, and we have subcases under these two main categories. And these main categories of the deity yoga and the empty yoga, including the other two, eventually are classified as yoga with signs and yoga without signs.
ဟောဒီလည်းဒီလည်းရင်လည်းဒီတဲ့သမယုံမြေကကုတေလာဂျီတောဒီမရတောချွညေရှင်ဂျင်းတော်မမောဂျင်နာယုဒီငိတဲ့ဒီကကျေကိုရေယောပနံကစံပါတီတဲ့ဒါယဝတိငုတုတရားကကုတေယံသူရှောကြကကြည်ညေကပ်ကဒါယဝနရာထလာသဘောရှိဒီလာတန်နီရာတိရူပံသံပါသောတပါသောတေခေါချီနောင်ကလူကြီးနိနာဆိုဆချင်းမေလောင်ကကျံကို ကုန်နီရှိကြလာသဘောလီတပါတော်တေကျူခုံညီရတော့ဒါယောခောစံပါတိညပလာသဘောဒဝရှိနေဟောကြည့်တဲ့ညပလာချင်းတည်းစီတော့ဒီချောင်းနဲ့လူကြီးလာသဘောဟာမန္တဝတ္တစုမြင်ပတ်တော်တင်တဲ့ကုန်နီဒဝရှိနေချောင်းစံတေတောက်ကန်ဂိုလာညီပါဒါရှာသူကျူချောက်ကအမရဆိုစုဒဝဝရောင်းကန်ဂိုလာမရချောက်ကိရောဒီရှင်လက်ကြည့်ပါတာ ညပလေးဆိုရှိရှိပါကြောင်းကြောင်းတို့ဒီကျိုးရှိပါထားတေတောက်ကြောင်းဝါနဲ့ဆောင်ချစ်ချစ်ဆင်းမကြည့်ပါတင်းရတဲ့တော့ပဲတော့ပဲဂျင်တလီဆောင်ဒီတင်တဲ့ကုမန္တဝဆမ်ဆောင်ယူပါရည်တေလာဆပ်ငွေတို့တပ်သမရှိဝတ္တတင်တဲ့ကငွေတို့တစကရုတီဒီတတ်တော်မှုမကြည့်ရာတီဒီလာတင်နေမှာဒုံနဲ့ကျေနမ်ကလာနန်တို့တပန်တာဝတ္တနောင်ကိုကြည့် နော်ကျွေးချီကျနာသံကမ်ချံကမ်ငံကမ်နောင်ကမ်ယောပတ်သိုးရီရီဂျီနော်ကျွေးနေတော့ရှိကဝဒါကျွေးသေတော့သုံးနမကြီးဟာရှိပါလိကြီးပါလိဒါဟောင်ကလိဟောင်တဲ့တရားဟောကျွေးနဒတင်းတပူလိတင်ရမတရားတော့ဟောကျွေးတတ်တန်တဲ့ကရှိဝနောင်ချင်းကျွေးညပလာစဘရုစံကုန်ဘုဆိုးဆိုးလားဆိုးဆိုးဒွမ်နဒရှာတိယောင်ရကဝတ်တိဂျူကြီးဟာဝဒတင်ရကရုမဘုဆောင်ယူပါလိစီတဲ့တင်ရချီဆောင်ချင်း
Now, we have explained the third part, which was the approximation, and as you see, the way to meditate has been presented with a number of debates, and a number of issues have been examined in that. So now we move into the fourth part of the presentation, which is the way to attain the siddhis. The text reads as this. Through relying on external substances, such as the sword, etc., one attains knowledge-bearing of the sword, etc. Through meditating on the mandalas of earth, water, wind, and fire in abodes inside one's body, one attains the feats of pacification, increase, etc. Through establishing manjushri, etc., if such bodhisattva were to stroke one's head or congratulate one at the end of one's recitation, it is stated in this sutra to be the sign of attainment of the concentration, not forgetting bodhicitta. Many ways to attain this and other siddhis are stated. So let's take that from the beginning, where it says by using external substances such as the sword. This one refers to the case of relying on a sword and being able to fly in the sky and therefore transfer oneself quickly to certain places where teachings are given and so forth. Now, the second one talks about meditating on the mandalas of the four elements in different places inside one's body, and through that one attains the feats or the siddhis of the four different types of activities such as pacification, increase, overpowering others, as well as ferocity. And this can be quite useful because, for example, you could increase your merit, you could increase your lifespan, you could increase your resources in terms of pacifying things, you could pacify diseases and so forth. Now, the last example that is given here is through establishing manjushri and so forth. And it says, you know, it could be manjushri, it could be generesic, it could be vajrapani, as we said. So any of the bodhisattvas would actually appear and interact with you, stroke you on your head or congratulate you, and in this way indicate that you have done the practice well, right? And again, this will be a sign of obtainment of certain types of concentration. So you see there are different types of siddhis as before.
ဒီရေရှုကြကကိုကိုရှိုဒီမတ်တဒါဒီနိစမ္ပဒနံကြကကိုတေလာယံရေဆောင်ယံမယံဒါစမ္ပဒနံကြကြီးနမ်တောစလာရေစနောရံတေချဘတံဘောဟံကိုဒီနိတံစိဒံတံဘတပရိချဘတီကိုညီဝတီတော့စမ္ပဒီညံပကြတေချဘတဒါဒီနမ်ကုမယဒီနိယံမယံဒီစမ္ပဒတိဒါဒီနိရှိဝံငုဒုဒုငုဒုကြတတဘောဒါရေရှိဝံနံကဒါတံဘောနောရံဟံကိုကိုဒီ
We have already completed the part of the text dealing with action tantra, and we also completed the presentation of performance tantra. We start now with the third class, which is yoga tantra. The way to progress on the path of yoga tantra has four: becoming a suitable vessel, keeping the vows and commitments pure, the way to perform approximation, and the way to attain siddhis. So again, the presentation is following the usual formula. So for the first one, becoming a suitable vessel. One becomes a vessel suitable to meditate on the path through attaining the empowerments bestowed in such mandalas, such as the Vajra sphere mandala, etc. Rishi was saying that there is a number of different deities in Yoga Tantra, and therefore there would be a number of their respective mandalas, right? So in any mandala that is suitable for this class, you can receive the empowerment. But there is difference between those who merely have the trainee empowerment, who hold only the bodhisattva vows, and those on whom are bestowed the complete Vajra master empowerment, who hold both the bodhisattva and the tantric vows. Up to here in action and performance tantra, we said that the only vows to be kept are the bodhisattva vows. But here with the yoga tantra, a distinction is made. Now, we mentioned initially in the first session when we were talking about the number of empowerments involved in each class of tantra, that when we come into yoga tantra, the standard presentation is that we have six types of empowerments. The first five are the knowledge empowerments, the first group of common five empowerments. If you receive only those five, then you are what is called here a trainee. And as a trainee, you only hold the bodhisattva vows. You do not assume the tantric vows. But if you receive the whole set of six empowerments, so if on top of the five common empowerments you also receive the Vajra master empowerment, then you will be assuming tantric vows as well. So in this case, you will be having both bodhisattva and tantric.
ဟုတ်ကြည့်တဲ့တင်ရရင်ပဲရင်ဒီတဲ့ကိုရည်နောင်ကတံပိုးအောင်ကိုကိုတည်တင်တဲ့ကြည့်တဲ့ညွာတံစုနံတံပိုးအောင်ကဒုစက်ဟောတဲ့တီကိုတည်လာတဲ့ညွာနဲ့သောတ္တကြည့်တဲ့တဲ့ရောင်းနာစီတဲ့ကြည့်ချင်ပါတော်ရပ်ဆောင်ညီရရင်ဒီချင်ပါတည်လာကြည့်ညင်အငင်းကြီးကတံပါတော်ဂိညိဗမ်ကြီးတံပါတော်တင်ပရင်နာတီးသောတ္တကတံပါကြတင်ဤရောင်းကျစံပြီးတံပါဟောကြည့်တံပါဒီတံပါစံတင်ရင်ပြီးပါတယ် dadini thujje ngan song song je de kuru namba nan de ge jiddi thujje yin ding da jegana kan da won da ma da yi wa ri oda kon tar jang pan sau tam bo ni song wa tam tu na da song gu so si song gu wa di do ba sam ning gon de china tin da yu ding.
Now, we come to the second part, having explained how to become a suitable vessel, and the second part is dealing with the vows and commitments and how to keep those pure. So it says, if one is a suitable vessel of emancipation vows, it is necessary to establish them through possessing the three vows. Now, we can examine this from the point of view of being a lay practitioner or from the point of view of being an ordained person. Now, if you're a lay practitioner, it says here that if you're a suitable vessel for holding the vows of individual liberation, eventually you will come to possess the three types of vows. So let's say for a lay practitioner who will have vows of individual liberation, such as Genyen vows or Nenyen vows, on top of that they could have a Bodhisattva vows, and on top of that they could have the Tantric vows. Right? So this is how you end up with the three sets of vows. If we examine the case of ordained people, in the case of vows of individual liberation, they would have, of course, their ordination vows. On top of that, they would hold Bodhisattva vows, and on top of that, they would hold the Tantric vows. It says, therefore, one should have all three vows and guard the commitments as stated in the Supreme Glory and in the Peak. Now, in the case of Yoga Tantra, we have a number of texts that are relevant to this class, and these two texts, the Supreme Glory and the Vajra Peak, are two of the most important tantras. Especially the Vajra Peak tantra is almost like the root or the main tantra for this class.
Ori dadine jidan dadine dan go kurdambo ten nyua damjidan dombe kurdin nyua di to da samba nam gomya di ten ji ga nan jur dan temi ga nan jur yedi ama sambo la me tin dai me ji ga ndo wo tau jang ni din dai yin ba yin du samba la nyin tema dan ji ga nan jur dan zaman me do nan jur ni dambo ten ji ga nan jur de la yang nan si go ji dambo la ni ro ba la la mu ba dan ta ba chang zen la mu ba wo si ที่ลีกซึยองดอลามุบะดิมุบะรอบวันดอวะรอบรมดอวินดิงยองลีกีนองกอจีทิกีอีอีเรนดาดองยองดีจีชองรตองเนมุมุเตนดิทารตองอะตินดากอทารองนีวายินดูทะวะชองเซนลามุบะคอนนีชิดาดองโบรอบะทารามุบะเตลากัมดิจีนันจุรเจลายินบะจีวะตองยาเนตองยาจีดาจีวะตองยาคอซงราจีซองยากุยวาลีตินยินดู ตําบวนะลมิอ๋อตําทบิเมตตากรณาบาบะลีนันจุจิเตยชะวาตองติขอจิลบวนจิอ๋อทบิธรรมะละอ๋อกระวะยะนะอ๋อกระวะตะร่องกะละตะบาละดอซะนันจุเชนโบตองจิวะติงเงินซัมทวะเมบะกวนบะญินบะจิวะตองยาจิวะจุตะตะนีจังกุรจันจอกกะเจจังลาซะบะดีวะญินบะเนตองยาจิตะตะนีตะนันจุเชน
Now, we come to the next part, which is dealing with a way to perform approximation, and in this one we have two parts. First of all, we have yoga with signs, and then we have yoga without signs. In the first one, which is yoga with signs, again we have two subdivisions. The first one is focusing on the whole deity, and the second one is focusing on specific hand implements. And it is said that focusing on the whole deity is actually more or less a rough way of meditating. It's not so detailed. In the second case, what we do is we shrink the size of the focal object. So we might be concentrating on a seed syllable, we might be concentrating on a hand implement, whatever the focal object is, it's going to be very small, and therefore the meditation becomes more detailed, more subtle. So let's look at the first one, focusing on the whole deity. In this one we will have a presentation of three types of approximation, retreats, the extensive one, the middle-length one, and the condensed one. So it says, by obtaining merely the trainee empowerment, one has the commitment for the yoga of the deity upon which the flower has landed. So it's clear, if you only have the first five empowerments, you just have the commitment of the deity that the flower will indicate. Now, by obtaining the master empowerment, in order to empower students and establish oneself as the deity, one engages in the extensive approximation, which meditates without any decrease of the three concentrations, possessing the great yogas of self and completion. So this is the first case, or the medium approximation, condensing the rites for generating the supreme victory mandala, or the abbreviated approximation, which includes the recitation of 100,000 mantras for each of the great yoga deities. So you understand from that phrasing that there is more than one deity, right? Now we come to the second one, which is focusing on specific hand implements or on something which is much smaller, which says, while clearly visualizing oneself as the deity, one holds one's mind on the small vajra hand implement at the tip of one's nose, similar in color to one's special deity. One should perform acts such as sending out and gathering the hand implements, etc., when the mind has stability on that. So we first of all shrink that hand implement, then we place it at the upper opening, and then after we have stability, we can hold that, we can visualize it clearly there, we start engaging in this exercise of sending it out and bringing it in again, and we concentrate on the color of it, on the light of the color of it as well. Now, we continue with the second one, which is yoga without signs, and it says, one resolves that the deity in front of oneself, together with the letters of the mantra, do not inherently exist. When one attains certainty on that, and the continuum of that determining awareness combines analysis and placements, one establishes the union of calm abiding and insight, comprehending emptiness. When one obtains such insight, one transfers to the path of preparation, etc., similar to before. So the presentation that we have here should not be something new. It's all related to what has already been explained about the yoga without signs. Mainly, we concentrate on the emptiness of inherent existence of all these appearances, and when we have certainty on that, then we start doing this alternation and this combination between analysis and placement. Now, during the time where you're cultivating your calm abiding, as before, you have to understand that one is still on the level of the path of accumulation. When you develop insight, you are at the path of preparation. And the development along the path in this way and the combination of calm abiding and special insight are exactly as have been explained before. Now, having explained briefly the first, the second, and the third part, the fourth one is the way to attain the siddhis, right? And you can see that there is quite an elaborate presentation on the siddhis in this particular chapter. All right, so Rinpoche is suggesting that we stop here with the presentation of the text to allow some time for questions and answers. The question that was asked was to clarify this point as to what is the upper opening of the nose. I can't remember. Okay, it's the one on focusing on specific hand implements, where it says to hold it at the tip of one's nose. So the question was, where exactly is the tip? Is it actually that tip of the nose, or is it the upper part of the nose? And Rinpoche was saying, really, in lower tantras, we do not have a detailed description of how the channels run and so forth, but it is... it would be better to assume that we're talking about the point between the two eyebrows, right? Some confusion arises because of the particular words that we use in Tibetan, which is na tse. Now, this first syllable, na, it can be translated as nose. Right. Usually, if we're talking about the five senses and you come across that particular word, you translate it as the nose. Tse means the tip or the top, the upper part. But also this na can be translated as, let's say, the upper or the most important. So to give you an example in a different context, if you look at an organization where you have, for example, the director, and then you have the main people such as the treasurer or maybe the manager, the people who are just right under the director, they're also called the na, right? They're not lower, they're not ordinary whatever workers, but they are like the upper ones, right? So all together.
So basically I find this not only it usually means that the nose and the five organs, but it has other meanings. So when we said so it has two meanings, and then according to her tongues are the center channel out to the let's say so the upper tip. So Ekuna has things like that. That's what here, as I just already mentioned, the, it doesn't talk that way, but the center of the two eyebrows. So here, content here, this means that the spot. The way you visualize the subtle vajra. Just one more. There's been some distance ago, but the one Rinpoche gave the example mirror before. So what Rinpoche was saying, that there's a reflection in the mirror, the appearance of the reflection, you see. But understanding, you see, it's empty. Here, so there's a appearance of the face in the mirror, you see. But it's empty of face. So similar, the thought of the yoga, the deity, see, to that mind, there's appearance of the deity's holy body, but understanding that is empty of true existence. That's the analysis.
On page 8, quickly go through Noah Feldman's answer, fourth paragraph down. He said there's no privation because we must accept an empty space and the subject appears to be conceptual logical awareness comprehending emptiness. I don't have the Tibetan in front of me, but this is because of the commentary on the Majjhima Karika and stages of past speaker. But I don't quite understand that, because if it's a inferential cognizer realizing emptiness, if that's what that phraseology means, I thought only emptiness appears even to a conceptual consciousness, not the basis of the emptiness. Could Rinpoche clear that up for me?
Josh, can you replace it?
Can you
repeat that question? Usually, inferential cognizer, one of the several ways of knowing, that realizing emptiness is a valid way of knowing. To that, only the object emptiness appears, even to a even to that conceptual mind, I thought. So I don't understand why it's what's the meaning here, that in the commentary to the Majjhima Karikas, which is a sutra text, why it's saying that the conventional object is going to be appearing to that logical mind. If that's an inferential cognizer.
The previous one, the debate was that, you know, was on the point that one directly comprehends emptiness, right? And this one, in this point, Naum Pedden says, we're talking about conceptual awareness. That means we're working through the generic image.
Right. Right? Mm-hmm. Which is just emptiness and not the appearance. Here, you had said in the note, the subject, the basis of subject, like the deity, appears to conceptual consciousness. And to that consciousness, I thought only emptiness would be appearing.
Okay. Let me find the Tibetan in that. 1 minute. Right, so your question, I found the Tibetan right. So your question is that if we are having, can you please repeat it? I mean, I'm still trying to understand it. I'm sorry about that.
This phraseology means jetak sema. Mm-hmm. It means an inferential cognizer, mm-hmm, that's realizing, is comprehending emptiness. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that that's still only emptiness appears, not the form of a deity. Mm-hmm. Certainly that would seem to be what's said in Ram Sukhata's commentary, Narvijuna.
Mm-hmm. tenze shuyo re sa de de tope de kareta rikshe tokche ge tomba ni
tonje chujen
tonje chujen di imba ina di jeba re we
ne re da ruji tokji se du ji ge tanye tokji tok de ni to to ba no ji wa tonji tokji tok de ni ge da yin ji jeba se ma se yang bi wa re o da di tonje de nong gu re se yin ji de tonje de nong gu wa di sa ji tu jin ge gong wa re se sa yang bi wa re wa ni da ji tok ji da tong mi mo san de tabo lo ni la che ba do di che ja ga re se ji de o da di yin di
na ni bu chi na di tong Tongshi sevari seria de Tongshi de
Ori Tongshi seji de penaji Kwanzaa ka dhagme yin ra yin ba yin na Dhagje de Kwanzaa yindu Kwanzaa ka dhagme tabo jipak tsema te la Kwanzaa nang gugri yis Kwanzaa ka tenka tongba yin da Nang ma nang kicha yuwa maari de Ti Tongshi ra wo ye yindu Ti nang wa ten teni Ti tenka Tongshi de ngus ta gugri yis Wada di Tongshi de Kwanzaa yin de ni Chuji dhagme tabo lo yin na Tongshi de chu de yin de ni
Now, I wonder if I should You know, modify the translation of this. It's a draft, right? So, looking at the statement in Tibetan, Rumshe was saying, even if we say that it is an inferential correct cognition on that point, if you are to understand the emptiness of something, you must have the basis of that something. So, for example, if you talk about the understanding the emptiness of the person is the basis of that emptiness. So the person has to appear into that consciousness, which is correctly, inferring the emptiness of inherent existence of the person, right? So you must have that appearing, and then on top of that, you will have, of course, you will be working towards the comprehension of emptiness. So this relative aspect is appearing.
To the inferential cognizer, realizing emptiness at a generic level, to that, the basis of the emptiness, for example, if you're analyzing the emptiness of a person, the person would appear. And then the appearance of the basis of emptiness, which is the person.
So that would mean when you had, on the path of preparation, when you had a generic image of emptiness with the union of Shinne and Latsang, still the relative phenomena would be appearing? I thought that's...
between a conceptual mind and a non-conceptual mind.
Yeah, but that's still conceptual. Obviously, in the path of preparation, it's not a non-conceptual
mind. Yeah, I'm going to say that the Jodlan ki so the Shinne and Latsang ki sumche di Juve kaula, te kaula yang ngoronzo di tongshin nangi rwesa.
Nori. Tadi ji tashi tujien na tazu sangsen na nansi ji ji yang biwari. Tata sang yang biwari wa. Yang di yikcha tazu dhamunda sang yang biwari. Ji sera chiga yikcha tang lusa lebe yikcha tazu kashi ga nangu mi mugiya yan. Nangir mayan singi jiga yiwari. Yang kashi ga nangir yan nangu yu singi jiga yang biwari. Tadi ji ga sangga tuta na nang kshanda ji sang yiwari.
Well, there's actually quite a lot of debate in that, and according to which monasteries Yikcha you look, they define it in a different way. And in most cases you find such an answer, such as, they are the appearing object, but it doesn't necessarily appear. In others they say they are the appearing object, and it does appear. So it depends whose text you rely on. And we say, Nangi do yes, we do yes.
So good to come and do this. You lead on board a lot, tumble, and you start the top of color, but you know, you come on that you say. You know, you come to chicken, but you know that you come into. They got it in a drunk zone now that you jiramuji, tumble, and you go, Kurmambo song with the dinner. Jimmy Chang Dang, you Jijin Sheriff Sangi, the Jidi, then Honsa did not come in you are. The good tea cabla, Jigo, Tombany, of course, on Dina Tombany, you start the Tawag turn on. Then he, the Tanga Dina, nga se ji ti teng ge nga mendi sam ne chak ge tong ge ge gwan de chang chong ai wa de ni ji ge de zo na zig ne de na tang yi nga di kong bu no ni ni song a se de ni ji ni wo de nga de jin de sam ye ni nga de nong ge wa ri wa tong bu ma ye sa ni dong me ba sin ho di na nga dong me ba se di nga de sa ni de mendi ge sam sam de ji nong yong a yin de wo de tong bu ka la ti de nong ge yi wa di to di ko yin ge yi wa de
I would say that probably if you're still a beginner and you have just comprehended the emptiness for the first time, you just had this realization. Only the I, for example, you're meditating on the emptiness of the I, then you would lose the I. You would not have these appearances of the basis of emptiness. Later on, the more you have familiarity with the experience and the more you analyze and meditate on that, you would have cases where both the appearance of the basis as well as the emptiness of that basis would appear. Aristotle says, why am I saying that? Because if you look into the writings of Jay Rinpoche, where he's describing this experience, right, of the meditator who was meditating and for the first time realized emptiness. And straight away, because he was, emptiness was appearing to the mind, but the I was not appearing. Yeah. Of Nartang, yes. He was saying, you know, how this person had this experience, and he said the first time they realized emptiness, they had to hold on into something because they were feeling their self was disappearing. There was no I, there was no self. So they held on into their donka, right? Like this fear of the I disappearing, only emptiness appearing. And that, in this case, Jayan Bhatia is saying, oh, you know, the practitioner from Nartang had the supreme realization when they crossed into.
So initially, the realization, the inferential realization of emptiness would be only emptiness appears. But later, the continuity of that realization would be one where both emptiness and the object qualified, that's the basis for the emptiness, would both appear?
Yeah, number two, the Zipag Tsewaina, Tambu, Koranzo, Tombani, Madoshi, Nayu, Sintachia, Masharoche, Kansamshine, Tenala, Gom Chane, Tonshi, Tang, Te Tengi, Tombani, Nika Shagiro. Yeah, it will be like this.
Then they imagine you get the Combino with Chigi Chigula, Ludi, Sunda with Chila, those in Noadi, those in Shalpina, Chiyogmin. That dig the Kajiga Mugiria Yirmaya Nonga missing each. Now Nonga you the Noiria Matang Yirmaya singichi. Then keep the sound of Tanta Mamuji Varva. But that didn't have a touch in the view.
Yes, Rosh is saying this would be the process. And I think with familiarity, eventually you would start with thinking, yes, the emptiness of something, right? The basis. And the basis, is the basis appearing? And eventually you will see that, yes, there is an appearance of that basis. But exactly as how you would classify that, how you would call that, as we say, there is so much debate and there is so much different presentation in different texts. People call it the object, but not necessarily the appearing object, right? Or sometimes it will be the asset appearing, not ascertained, and so forth. All this. Yes.
Then when you get to the
back of
the scene, does the appearing object disappear again?
The appearing object of the basis?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you,
when that thing is a jigger, big jabatino, Mazo Mambojiga, Tom Mambojiga, Nani, Mumajiga, Mushibanda, then that you might go in and tons of jiggy.
Yes, Now the question was, what will happen to the basis of emptiness? Would that continue to appear when one reaches the path of seeing? And Rinpoche was saying, I think it would be like this example that I gave before, that you are in a place where there is a large gathering, and maybe a friend of yours is in that large gathering. Because there is so much happening, you have this doubt, and you say, did I see my friend amongst this crowd? So at one point, the image of the friend has appeared into your mind, right? But later on, it seems as if you don't really remember it, you don't recall it vividly, 100%. Rinpoche is saying, definitely you would be ascertaining emptiness, and somewhere in the back of your mind, you'll be thinking, yeah, somewhere there's this base of emptiness, isn't it? So the Abhijit says it's not even clear if there's going to be two types of mind, two types of awareness, or whether it is one that is doubting about one factor and is certain about another factor.
I was saying,
like, maybe you want to look at this analogy of playing polo. Like on the horse, right? Not the ice hockey, but the one where you're riding the horse. And you can see that if you were an untrained rider, you could not be doing both things together. Your main effort will be to remain on the horse rather than falling from that, right? Later on, the more experienced you are to ride the horse, then you can play the game as well, you know, you can hit the ball as well. So Rinpoche was saying, what do you think in this case? Because you have a rider that is also playing polo, right? Is it two different activities? Is it one activity?
No, main focus, the mind, the ball, or the right on the horse. Which one is the main focus, the mind?
Is it one mind or two minds?
No, it's a yellow man.
The question really is, are there two types of mind, or is it one mind that is both trying to ride the horse and hit the ball as well? So is it two different minds, or is it all happening on one mind? Well, he's... I think it's for the sake of debate. Okay, the last one. Okay, you're fighting over it. Okay, well, I'll take this one. As for the previous one, if you want to think about it, take your time, think about it, and later on maybe you want to offer an answer to that question. Okay, the last question.
Now, just a couple of statements here. It says there is no pervasion because although the body of the relative deity does not appear, it is posited as deity yogi by means continuity. What is that means continuity? I missed that.
Because you have familiarity.
Okay, so means continuity means that I have familiarity with it. Okay, got it. Thank you.
I love one. More I think. Tik did. So we'll go with Chung Sa. Yes. That they were true. Okay. Everyone's happy? Very good.
Nobody.
对对对对，没错的。